Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I hate to take you away from your footy ball games, but this is important. Now, if anybody hadn't caught up with things, Gail and I did a show last Wednesday, and it's listed in various places, and it covers a lot of the stuff that I'm going to leave out by not covering today. Anybody who's listened to me for any period of time knows that I work with ET. And those who don't, you need to learn to listen up. Now, I will suggest something for you just to lighten things up a bit. This will be the first day of the new year of 2022. Now, on the last show, I covered some major changes and things that are taking place that people are not fully aware of. You got everybody out there who's got a closed mind, open the mother up, and it's like Pandora's box, I know. And all of you who are hungover, kind of, you know, turn the volume down a little bit and listen up. The thing about New Year's is that it entails a new beginning. And the thing about all of this is I have intel sources that everybody knows. And I've checked with some people that have access to the higher levels of intel. And guess what? From my intel sources, a lot of major changes are to take place. The deadline was 12/31/21, midnight. That's when everything became official. And the notification is quite simple. Compliance was a Godfather deal that could not be refused. If you ain't seen The Godfather, you need to look at the movie and find the part where they talk about a Godfather deal. I'll make him a deal he can't refuse. You know, I'll hold a gun to your head and say, hey, either I pull the trigger or you sign the thingamabob, et cetera. Now, here's the humongous if. If these things are to take place, most of what we are familiar with will change for the better. And by that, I mean that literally. I mean that exactly. We're going to a quantum system of banking, among other things. Now, within all of this, I have had ET make promises to me. I don't know who they were. Don't really care one way or the other that much, except that ET has a choice. Perform. In other words, take care of the promises, do what you're supposed to do, do what you put out and all that stuff, or experience Civil War II. And I will see to it that it gets started. There are many and a lot of discussion on if this is real or horse hockey. You got people who say, oh, no, it ain't. And they got people who say, oh, yes, it is, and all this other happy stuff. Well, in many cases, channeling is negated. People figure that channeling is open to being screwed with. Well, in some cases, it's not. And the way I found out about it was the channeling. And so I looked at the different places where the information was at. And what I found was very interesting. The notification that we got on Facebook about everything changing is as real as I can figure it to be. Now, people that don't know me don't know that I'm a psychic, meaning that I have certain psychic powers and abilities and this and that. And one of those is telepathy. Now, telepathy, a great degree, can't be screwed with, period. So what I did was I took and contacted the people I know, one of whom is a member of the Palladian Council. Another one is the grouping of planets, et cetera. And they confirmed what I was given in the way of the of what you saw in the outings that I've done. It's been posted on Facebook. Here's what this entails. All the bad guys go. The people that have been screwing everything up for so long and screwing us, we the people over. And by we the people, I mean the people of planet Earth. They don't just pick on the U.S., pick on Russia, China, and everybody. And this is all to be taken care of. Now, that said, I work with E.T. I've said that. Now, the other part is this. Some friends of mine, some E.T. friends of mine and others, and I got together and took out a thing called The Matrix. Everybody that hasn't seen the movie needs to see it. What we did was we destroyed the one that was the controller. Okay, we thought we got rid of things. Well, guess what? Things didn't change, and that got us kind of curious and really interested as to what is going on. As I said, from the information I've gotten, all the bad guys go. The new location is either a prison planet and or an isolated solar system in another galaxy. Now, you got to, you want some names, try Alex Collier, Simon Parks, and then a Danon, Dr. Michael Sala, exopolitics.org. And the amazing thing about all this, and a lot of people have been notified, is that even all of that, the mindset is the same. Now, the Kabbalah is supposed to surrender. If they don't, you can expect a visit from somebody who don't like humans anyway to fry yourself. Here's the deal. Well, this is from The Week. Now, The Week is a very heavy leftist report of what's been. The editor-in-chief, William Falk, seems to believe he knows what's going on, yet there's no mention in his magazine anywhere of any of this. Okay, here it is. Beginning it, all right, first sentence. This is a dark time in a dark year. Well, that's true. It is. Well, guess what? The last sentence is pretty cool. The light is coming. Now, I went through a whole bunch of magazines and stuff and outlined this and that and other things, and it just goes on, and yet none of these cover the transition. Ooh, yeah, that's coming this year. I'm not going to say exactly when because it's kind of up in the air a little bit. However, the cabal, the leaders of the cabal, okay, and some of their minions are to take documentation to alleviate the problems that we have here on this planet. Now, one of those is disease. Another one is old age symptoms. Third one is the fact that the younger people have a tendency to get the old age symptoms when they ain't old. That tells me there's something wrong with everything. Couldn't figure it out. I work and use some of the ancient magic. My magic is white magic, not dark magic, not nasty spells that make you subject to a controller or any of that. It's just something that can benefit everybody. It's like getting rain when you got a dry spell, that sort of thing. Just like what's going on the West Coast. Think about it. And working with E.T., E.T. Allowed me to modify the weather systems to the point where the West Coast is getting rain. Not only are they getting rain, but they're getting feet of snow One place got 16 feet, if you can believe that. Now, according to everything I've read, there is a lot of stuff going on that nobody has a clue to. Now, the quantum banking is one of those. Let's see here. Let me switch channels here. Cousin Voice, there we go. A Happy New Year show. Now, some of these people are some of the sources, but here's how it goes. All right, I just put the website in there, and there's a winged bird came up. Looks like a phoenix rising. Well, humanity is about to take a large super step in the right direction. A long time ago, I was mentioning the Star Trek society and the way it worked and how nice it was and all this other stuff. And what was really neat is that that's a part of what's coming. Now, you want to rejoice and have a good new year, drink to that one, because it's going to be real, whether anybody likes it or not. Now, what is to transpire? Well, the bad guys got to surrender. That's part of the deal. If they don't, the choices aren't very nice. I don't know if you remember watching some sci-fi movies where somebody would point a ray gun at somebody, and when they zapped them with it, they would just kind of dissipate and disappear and all that. That's their choice. When I said a Godfather deal, I meant it. I have been and will be continuing to work with ET in terms of putting something together where we have educational channels. They're going to explain to you what the transition involves. And, oh, yeah, we got a bright flash of energy coming. Think about that. There's no mention of days of darkness. Why? Well, they circumvented the horse manure that involves the stuff. And what's really neat, we as a people are about to experience a world government. And that does not mean that countries will surrender or anything. It means that as we have like a president here, emperor there or whatever, these people will be tasked with getting together. And when they get together, they are to bring a list of things that they need, not demands. We're going, oh, we're the big kahuna on the block and on your knees, Knave. Now, you ain't going to have none of that. That's not part of the deal. The deal is that we are going to be able to, for the very first time, bring about the freedom of mankind. Now, the crooks and nasties out there are going to be in a real tricky place. They're going to get their whatever's caught in their zipper. one of a better explanation of it. It can be everything anybody has ever dreamed about, all of it being the way it should be. The moralities that I experienced growing up are going to become de facto. It's going to be absolute. How do you do that? Well, you have to do several things. The main thing is for each individual to adopt a certain code of conduct that is acceptable to everybody. Now, That doesn't mean that you're going to surrender your privacy and you can't do funky things in the bedroom at night with the wife. That's not what this means at all. But the morality coming about, will negate a large portion of the garbage that's out there and available. Your kids won't be taught critical race theory because it's bogus. Why is it bogus? Well, figure some 200 million races of extraterrestrial, that means not on our planet, peoples, societies, worlds, governments, countries. There's billions of these things out there. They run by things that look like a giant praying mantis or a big glob of goo. The entities are awesome. All of them are. And each and every last one of them contains what you need to know in terms of, wow, man, you look different. Do I look as different to you as you look to me? And the ET usually laughs and says, oh, yeah, you ugly. ET has a sense of humor, and they are not bashful about showing it either. And one of the things that is coming about is a differential between what we have had in the way of finance on values. Paper money won't have value. Your coinage and metals will be similar. Now, that goes to the basket of currencies that I've talked about before. Look it up. Do some of your own homework, and you're going to find that there's a large amount of things that everybody wants and needs. And I give you an example. And I'm going to play a song for you. Think about it.
You are a young man and you're eager to seek. No way to let the world know what you see. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start first by being the fool. But I see you changing. They haven't been every day. But I see change. We'll be right back.
like that song. I do. It says some things that need to be said. How about no more taxes? Keep what you earn. Think about it. Think about not being reliant on oil anymore. And no, the battery-operated BS Hot Wheels cars that they're putting out don't cut it. There are forms of energies that are basically available to he who wants to do something about taking them. I mean, you get to keep your whatever's together. Now, exopolitics, I've been following off and on for years, and a couple of those people in that group, a couple of people that run it, seem to think it's a pretty good deal and keep doing it, and I'm glad that they do. The thing that I see that is blowing everybody away, man, believe it or not to believe it, our Bible, and I hate to do this, but it stipulates very clearly, believe or not, as ye so choose. Well, you either believe me and get your stuff together and ready to go, or you can get the surprise of your life in the near future. Now, this is the first day. As I said, the deadline was 12/31/21, as yesterday, midnight, for these people to start complying. That means they're going to be making trips, and they got to meet with ETs and surrender a bunch of stuff as well as themselves. Now, the interesting part is that everybody looks at this and thinks, oh, you mean just the leaders? Well, what about all the other ones? Well, there's a bunch of other ones that have done some pretty nasty things. Guess what? They get to go for a ride, too. And I hear the roller coaster's a bit bumpy here and there. Isolated solar system in another galaxy. Maybe even a prison planet. And there are a few of those. These are totally isolated. They have incoming only. No, nothing goes out, no matter what. And it can, I mean, if you think about what can be made to happen in that respect, think about what it would be like when your DNA is restored, you know, and arthritis disappears. Arthritis is bogus. And it'll all come out in the wash. when it hits spin cycle and the flash of energy comes about, everybody goes, huh? What was that? What just happened? I feel different. Oh, gee. Well, don't worry. Everybody experiences that goes through the transition. Now, here's the deal. I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time on this simply because a lot of people are hungover and they may not want to hear it from that context, or they'd rather watch football or some such as that. And I'm going to tell you, I don't blame anybody a bit for being having their stuff together in that respect. That's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I get two callers or something like that, or 50 or 1,000. I'm not really concerned about it. Now, I talked to David Wilcox in terms of an interview. It's on his website, and you can get that information from there. And it covers a whole bunch of the things that details and stuff I've left out of a lot of the recent broadcasts. However, those who are interested, like I said, go to exopolitics.org. It's got a majority of the information there. It won't explain it all. Yes, we're going to have E.T. landing on the White House lawn in the near future. Oh, that ought to screw up the Secret Service pretty thoroughly, especially when the Secret Service finds out that they're bulletproof. We come in peace. Oh, my. Anyway, so this is something that's been being it's been worked on, as is stated on the webs on that website I gave you, for over 200 years, in order to keep us, we the people, from suffering too much at the hand of somebody that really don't care about us at all. So consequently, I'm not going to elaborate on everything. You guys need to do your own history. You do need to do your own research, and keep an open mind. And the reason I say that is when I get intel, a lot of it is freaky stuff, and I just you know, blow it off. Well, this came through full force. It came through from more than one source. Now, I want you to understand that. It's not just that website. It's the individuals that are named as part of whatever you happen to click on there. So, you know, best thing I can tell you to do is prepare everybody possible to be in a position to accept the information. Now, you want to hear some more info in terms of details. Gail put out a show last Wednesday. You can get that and listen to it. I'm on there, and I explain a bunch of stuff. She asks questions, and they're very good questions. Now, the question that a lot of people want to know, oh, my goodness, when we transition, do our pets go with us? Hey, there's only a very few things that are eliminated in a transition. One of those, I'll give you an example, is stinging bugs that don't do anything, any positive thing for humanity. Or how about, oh, I know one. They always wait until you're about to go to sleep and you hear this, in your ear, the skeeters, they're gone. Some of the things, and I mean things, that are extraterrestrial that have been introduced to this planet also go. Don't be too alarmed. You want to go fishing? You can go fishing. I mean, you know, it's not, it is not a thing that most people worry too much about. Oh, what about food? How are we going to eat? Well, you ever hear of a replicator? I've talked about that. Make any kind of a steak or fish dinner you might like. Yeah, think about it. And you don't got to kill something to get it. Now, it is not artificial. It's real. It's made through the transmutation of matter that ETs are very good at. So, you know, the best thing in the world, you can go out there and find little jewels from some of my shows like, let's see, there was an atomic weapon that was put in a sewer tunnels. I don't know if you've seen the tunnels, how big they are in England. They were put in there. They put one in there, and they were going to blow it up at the time of the Olympics, people being there and stuff. And ET decided, no, I don't think so. So what they did was they changed the key in terms of the fuse that would have set it off into a little bit different one. Instead of nuclear material, they filled it with popcorn. I don't know to this day if they've still got that thing cleaned up out there, but it went off. I mean, there was popcorn everywhere. So enjoy your holiday. Enjoy yourselves. Go to that website that's on our Facebook page and start reading.